Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Word for Today with Ray. Before we begin, let's pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we come to you before your word and before you. We ask you to help us to understand your word, to learn more about you and your son, Jesus Christ. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And today's lesson is titled, Jonah's Cry Heard by the Lord. And it comes from Jonah chapter 2 and verse 2. When the mariners cast Jonah overboard from the ship traveling to Joppa, the seas calmed, and the men offered sacrifices and made vows unto the Lord. Jonah, however, was swallowed by a great fish, which God had prepared for him. And after being in the digestive system of the fish for 3 days and nights, Jonah prayed. In chapter 2 and verse 2 of this prophecy, we see Jonah's cry because of his affliction and how the Lord heard him when he did. We read, And said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and you heard my voice. The verse begins, and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord. The writer began with the words, and said, or spoke, uttered, promised, intended, avowed, and avouched. I cried, which means called out, recited, proclaimed, and uttered a loud sound by reason of my affliction, which is all one Hebrew word, teshera, and means straits, distress, trouble, vexer, adversity, anguish, tribulation, and rival. He cried unto the Lord, or Jehovah, who is the existing one and the proper name for the one true God. Jonah finally prayed when he was motivated by the distress and tribulation caused by his disobedience. The verse goes on to say, And he heard me, out of the belly of hell cried I, and you heard my voice. The writer continues, And he heard me, which refers to the Lord answering, responding, and uttering tunefully out of the belly, or body, abdomen, and seat of hunger of hell, which is the Hebrew word sheol, and it means underworld, or the grave, pit, place of no return, exile, and extreme degradation of sin. It says, Jonah cried I, which refers to Jonah shouting aloud, and you heard, which means listened to, obeyed, perceived, were attentive to, and interested in my voice, or Jonah's sound, noise, bleeding, lowing, crackling cry, his proclamation and yell. Jonah knew God was attentively listening to him when at last he called out in despair. When we consider the words in this verse, we enjoy the thought of the Lord listening to Jonah's cry as though he was waiting for it all the time. The Lord waited for Jonah to find himself in hell and desperation before he responded to him. As we think about this, perhaps there are people who are sitting in their own hopeless and despairing circumstances who need to know the Lord Jesus is waiting to hear their cry. When they reach the end of themselves and cry out to God in extreme abandon, he is more than ready not only to listen, but also to respond to them as he did unto Jonah. Next time we see Jonah describe what it was like to be in the deep. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name, amen.